Blog Talk Radio.
Always my lovely sister Raina.
Hey y'all.
And oh my god, what a hell of a fucking week it's been.
Can I just tell you, it has been a this bitch is fucked, okay? This bitch is just fucked up. Shout out.
You posted.
Get your shout
out.
Oh,
I gotta give my shout out to my cousin Jessica. Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
Hey, Jesse. Okay, so this has been the fucking week that was. Not necessarily all bad, but ass dragon. Can you say ass dragon? Ass dragon.
Ass dragon. That is a funny looking dragon.
That is a funny ass looking dragon, I am saying. Holy shit. You know, I have to tell you, I'm clicking all over our shit to get to Blog Talk Radio. I ain't got no fucking Blog Talk Radio. All the links for our show say Blog Spot.
Okay, so oh shit, I didn't do that. That's right.
Damn, girl, get your ass on Facebook and fix that bitch. Would you please?
I swear, Buddha, I am so sorry. It's actually in the blog spot though. Hold on.
It is? Where is it at?
It's at the end. It's like one of the highlighted things, but you know, I should probably make that shit more visible.
Damn. We're just going to fucking sit here and speak Italian tonight, so fuck it. No, I'm kidding.
There you go. That's pretty much what I know, because I know the curse words.
Well, yeah, I got some more than that, but that's all right. All right, so here's the sketch. I have to tell you, I it is time for what the fuck did this crazy woman watch this week?
Yes, I can't wait.
Oh my god, I watched a show called not addiction. What the hell's the other word for addiction? Wait a second. I'm gonna have to bring up my damn Netflix just to fucking figure out the name of the show. This is another one of those Discovery Channel based on, you know, it's real people, it's reality TV, because y'all know I love some shitty reality TV. Yes, I do.
And
I watched this show about people with some of the most fucked up shit I have ever seen in my life, okay? I will get you the name. I think it is called Addiction. But the first, okay, episode one, season one, mind you, it was so mind-numbing that all I could do was one episode because I was like, how the fuck does this happen? Okay, so the first episode is about, check this, a woman who eats toilet paper compulsively,
what?
And another woman who sleeps with her hair dryer.
Wait, sleeps with her hair dryer? Is it on?
Yes.
Oh my god, she sleeps with her hair dryer on? That is like such a fucking fire hazard. What the hell?
I do not understand how this shit occurs. But I was, like, fascinated, and I'm sitting there, and the problem with this particular show is that they don't really tell you, they don't take you far enough into the therapy for you to actually figure out if these people can even be cured of these addictions. I mean, seriously, these are some of the strangest addictions I've ever heard of. Who the fuck eats toilet paper? I mean, I don't even know how you develop. I don't even know how you develop that kind of craving. To me, that was insanity times 10. Seriously.
That toilet paper, really? I mean, not that. Okay, when I was a kid, you know, I had this weird habit where I would, like, chew on paper. You know, I've seen other kids do it, you know, and it's kind of something you grow out of. It's just, I don't know what the compulsion is. And I understand that there's, like, I don't know, a situation, like, you know, with pregnant women, you know, that they crave weird stuff, like, to the point where, you know, it can be bad for you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God, what was it? There was one woman who craved, like, laundry soap, would, like, actually sit there and eat some of it.
You've seen, you know, this, like, show.
Maybe it is. Maybe, oh, God. Yeah, because I've seen something like that. There was another woman who used to eat the ashes out of ashtrays.
Ew. And then there was another woman that drinks her own urine compulsively.
Aww.
I know. I was like, oh, my God, this has to be some of the most disgusting shit I have ever seen in my life.
Oh. That's wrong. That's like that book, 50 Shades of Grey, but 50 Shades of Wrong. Ugh. Gross.
Oh, yeah. So that's that weird shit. And then the woman who sleeps with the hairdryer, this is what freaked me out about her strange addiction. Not only is she addicted to sleeping with a running hairdryer set on low, they show her, like, in the stores looking through, and she's, like, very particular. This cannot just be any old fly-by-night hairdryer. This has to have variable heat settings, a cool setting. I mean, it was the weirdest thing I had seen. And on top of that weirdness, okay, her daughter is now addicted to doing this bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, her
so
child.
Is it hereditary or learned?
Oh, it's learned, obviously. I mean, I don't know how somebody could really possibly inherit this kind of weird-ass behavior. But anyway, so yeah, so that's the weird shit that Raina watched on TV this fucking week. And if I don't ever have to check into another, and then I went back to Hoarders because... No, because here's the thing. If you want a cure for what ails you as far as when you're packing and you need to get rid of stuff, watch some fucking Hoarders while you're packing, because that's what I'm doing. I'm watching Hoarders while I pack, and I'm just getting rid of shit left and right. I'm like, oh, my God.
Don't need it.
I could turn into one of these crazy-ass bitches. And then they had this one guy that does it. Oh, my God. They had this one very handsome, seemed well put together, reasonably intelligent dude. Okay, beautiful house, except for when you open the door and see his shit. And his girlfriend, okay, now they've got the girlfriend on camera. And the girlfriend's like, no, I've never been to his house. It never occurred to me. I guess I'd like to go to his house. And, you know, you could hear people watching this saying, no, you don't want to go in there.
And no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
So, I mean, when you talk about hoarders, I mean, this is such an extreme situation that the shit is piled so high on the staircase, you're only a foot from the ceiling as you're climbing on top of all this crap. So she, like, they open the door, and you see the look on her face of horror, disappointment, disgust. I mean, she is completely fucked up by this whole situation. And she turns around, I mean, and they start climbing through. And she turns around to him and she's like, this is crazy. You know this is crazy, right? This is really crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God. She is going to lose her shit. And I'm thinking, well, if he gets help, she'll stick around, right? Because he's obviously really good at whatever the fuck it is he does, because he's making a lot of money, and he's got all this great stuff, and he's got this beautiful house. I'm sure it's beautiful after you take all the shit out of it, but you know what I mean. So anyway, and she's like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd be right there with her. I don't care how good looking, how well you fuck, how much money you have. If you crazy, you crazy.
Cray, cray.
Don't tell me again, I'll say cray. Why are you so stupid?
Why are you so stupid? But seriously, I don't know. If the dick is good and the money is there, and obviously physically he's very well put together, maybe with some therapy shit would be okay for them. I'm just saying. She threw out a whole relationship over some shit that he bought. I mean, obviously he could afford it. He's not one of those that's in huge financial debt, so apparently he can afford every fucking thing he has. I'm like, buttercup, get a U-Haul and do you. But I mean, seriously, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'd freak to, well, I mean, it's pretty bad. I'll have to send you the episode as soon as I find it. It's fucked up. This shit's crazy. Crazy!
I don't know. It would depend on... Well, I don't know. She couldn't have been in the relationship with him that long, to be honest with you, because I'm sorry. You know, what woman is going to date... You know, and anybody for that matter. Who is going to date somebody that, you know, you turn around and, oh, no, you can't come to my house. You know, automatically, I would, you know, I'm half Sicilian, so, you know, half Sicilian, half Napoleon. I would automatically be like, what the fuck are you hiding? Okay, he's either got a wife.
I don't think that's necessarily true. If you're spending, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's a situation where he said no, no, no. I think it just didn't come up, and, you know, because sometimes when you're with somebody, depending on where you work and depending on where they live and depending on this and depending on that, sometimes circumstances just lead to spending more time at one person's house than the other, if at all. I mean, you know, sometimes it just doesn't come up. It's like if you work uptown and she lives uptown, chances are, you know, you're going to be going by her place and hanging out or going to dinner or doing whatever it is you do. I think you could definitely get through 6 to 8 months without anybody ever seeing your house.
See, that wouldn't fly with me. That wouldn't fly with me. I'm too friggin' suspicious of people.
I don't know. I mean, if you're seeing this person, like, at night, they're staying over at your house, you know, you guys are cuddled up all the time, you're having fun, you're obviously together, you can obviously call him whenever you want, you may not be that damn suspicious.
You have a valid point. That's a good point.
I'm sorry, when the dick is good, it's easy to fool a bitch. I'm just going to say it. We don't want to hear some nasty bullshit about you got shit piled everywhere. If you're buying me dinner at nice restaurants and the dick is good, fuck it. I don't have to see the damn house. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts. So I would immediately, like, you know, I mean, I'm not the neatest person in the world, and, you know, having children in the house is not conducive to keeping a clean house, you know, not spotless anyway. But, yeah, it's like, you know, oh, that would drive me nuts. I would immediately search cleaning shit.
No, but wait. No, you can't start cleaning shit. The shit was piled up so bad that the film crew, okay, had to climb over shit to get just a fucking safe place to shoot from. It was crazy. It was crazy. No, not cray-cray. It was crazy. It was crazy as a bed bug. Go call the authorities. Some shit's happened.
Oh, God. That's horrible. It's making my skin crawl just thinking about it. Ugh.
Yeah, it looks nasty. Oh, my God. But, you know, the other show that I often watch to report on is Animal Hoarders. Now, those people are scary. And we're not talking about people with, you know, we're not talking about people with 5 or 6 cats. We're talking about people with 60 cats in the house, 70 cats in the house, birds, dogs.
Mm.
I mean, when they're finding bodies of animals, that's
crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah. Crazy. Okay.
See,
so that's,
you know,
that's the weird shit I did.
I would have an entire zoo if I could, but I would make sure I had room for them and enough time to care for each of them, because you just can't do that to animals. You know, it's like, yeah, cute and fuzzy. It's like, oh, God, what was it? Ash turned around and he was talking about sugar gliders, because, oh, my God, I would love to have a sugar glider. I don't know how Magpie would react to it, but apparently you cannot get a single one because they will die of heartbreak. You have to have a pair, and they are extremely, you know, they're nocturnal animals. And it's like, you know what, I'll go play with somebody else's.
Who do you know has a friggin' sugar glider?
I don't know. I don't know anybody offhand, but. Yeah, it's like, no, you know what, I'll opt for the French Bulldog. I'll save up for one of those because, you know, those can, you know, cuddle up with you in bed and they're not going to be keeping you up all night. And bad enough, the fucking cat goes, like, pouncing up and down the stairs at, like, 2 a.m. I can't imagine, you know, fucking animals flying around my house.
Seriously.
Like, yeah, you're cute, but no thank you.
Yeah, really. And I don't know if sugar gliders are even legal to keep as pets in your area.
Oh, they are. They are. Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and I was working in a pet shop, we sold a couple. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. In North Carolina, it's illegal to have turtles. But you can have sugar gliders. You can also have prairie dogs, too. Those things are a fucking kick in the ass. Those things are funny. They are temperamental, and they will burrow into anything, including my manager at that point. I turned around to him. I said, you know what? Yeah, because he was married, and I was married at that point. And I said, you know what? If our spouses came in here, because I had my hands up his shirt, trying to procure this prairie dog that had decided to go up his back on a leash. So it was tied around his neck and up his back. I said, you know, if our spouses came in here, we would be in so much trouble.
No shit.
Yeah, they're fun animals, though. They really are. And the chirping, oh, they're so cute. But I wouldn't have one.
I don't want any fucking thing that chirps. Seriously? Seriously,
yeah.
I have been without a pet for the last 10.5 months. And I must tell you, although I miss having pets, there are some pluses to not having pets. Like when I want to go see my chicks in California, I just fucking go. I don't have to worry about some pets that, you know, like I don't have, you know, to worry about who's going to take care of the kitty or who's going to, I don't have to worry about that shit. I just go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to disappear. I just go. It's cool. So, you know, yeah. So, oh, speaking of fucking weird ass pets.
What?
Not that this is not weird, but.
Huh?
I said, I know this isn't weird, but I have to tell you. The lady next door has what we thought was a potbelly pig. Okay, my girlfriend Rosa.
Ow.
My girlfriend Rosa and her husband. Okay, were hanging
yeah.
out one night, and she, all of a sudden I hear a friggin' pig, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" And she's and my girlfriend turns to me and says. Yeah, the lady next door has a pig. This is the lady between me, my house and her house, okay? And I'm like, I thought you said she had a little baby potbelly pig. And apparently, this motherfucker is huge. She got herself a real full-size damn pig in a residential area. If anybody, like, seriously wants to complain... I don't know if she can go to jail, but I know she can, like, have a serious fucking fine.
Wow.
I know, and they came up to the fence. We're sitting out back having friggin' martinis, and all of a sudden I hear, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
He's like, I smell truffles.
Truffles my ass. I said, if that big bitch gets out of that fence, we're having bacon for a week. Are you kidding me? Oh, hell no. And she and my girl tells me, oh, yeah, anytime we eat out on the back patio, they come sniffing at the fence. She's like, it's the most annoying thing in the world. I'm like, I'll bet it is. Oh, my God. It's a residential area, not farmland shit. And this woman, not for nothing. I mean, I'm not telling stories on anybody that anybody knows. But seriously, she got rid of her husband and replaced him with a pig.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she can't tell the difference. What? Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I know he was loud and stupid and an alcoholic. But, yeah, man, she got rid of one pig and substituted another one. But here's the part that freaks me out the most. She's got a baby.
Oh, my God. Not with pigs.
She has one youngster. When I say youngster, I mean under the age of 7. And then she has a baby, and the baby's only like a year old. And I'm thinking, no, dumbass, you are not supposed to do this. This is not smart. And we don't know where the damn thing is being kept because during the day, you don't hear the pig. So I don't know if she's got it locked up in the garage. I don't know if she's got a pig sitter. I don't know what the fuck this woman has. But then my girlfriend turns around and tells me that she thinks this woman has 2 of them. I'm like, hell no. Yeah, she thinks this woman has 2 full-grown friggin' pigs running through her house. I'm like, I would be afraid. I'd be afraid.
Yeah. See, now, I mean, I like pigs. I do. I'm like, you know, I literally will, like, squee at them. One of my friends actually posted a picture of, who is it, Carl? He used to have a pig, and it was a Vietnamese potbelly pig. And apparently he couldn't keep her in the apartment anymore, and she used to chase around his friends. And, you know, it's like, so they're actually legal to have in California, as far as I know. I'm not sure about Nevada, but it's like, I like pigs, but I like them tiny. I like the teeny tiny pigs, you know. And
I like them with eggs. Fuck that. I like them cooked up. I like pork chops. I like bacon. I like ham hocks in my pea soup. I'm sorry, but if there is pig around, I want to eat this. Seriously, I need to cook up some stew. Just saying. Okay, so that's the neighborhood situation right now, is the fact that half the neighbors call this woman a whore and half the neighbors call this woman a pig. Well, because men are like in and out of there all the time. They probably she's very hot looking. She lost a bunch of the baby weight. Girlfriend is looking good. But like every other day there's like another dude in the house. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
You can't do that with a baby in the house, though. That's not right. You know what? Who am I to judge other people? But I wouldn't. It wouldn't be me. It would not be me.
You know what?
Not with a baby in the house.
You know what? Her husband was a shit. You know, I know that she often drops the kids off. I'm assuming at a relative. So I'm thinking, bitch, do you. Go on and be happy. But the pig, guys probably walk in, see the fucking pig, freak out, and run.
That's my attack pig.
Seriously. I'm just saying, it's a thing. It's just a thing. And, you know, I just think it's hysterical. What can I tell you? But anyway, all right, so from the completely stupid to, like, a dream that freaked me out, and I woke up hysterical in tears, okay?
Yeah, what happened? Tell me.
Okay, I had this dream that my older child was still a little boy riding his tricycle, and we were up... I don't know where we were, but we were in a place that had a lot of wood. And I see he's got his tricycle stopped in front of a hole in the ground. It's not a hole in the ground. It's a hole in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, he drives in it and falls.
Oh, my God.
My heart is in my mouth. I start screaming, how I did not wake up screaming, I don't know, but I ran to where he was, which was on the level underneath, and he was knocked out unconscious, bleeding, but breathing, and I am just, and like, I'm panicked, but I'm relieved, because I'm holding him, and he's alive. And I know he's alive, but I am just screaming.
What is it with moms having those dreams? You know, I've had a dream where I'm like in a pool, a giant pool, you know, and I'm trying to keep the youngest away from sharks that are swimming in the pool. It's like, I don't know, I have a recurring dream with sharks.
Wow.
And I don't like it. I do not like it.
Wow.
But yeah, our brains are fucked up.
I guess so, because I have not had a dream like this in years. I have not, I mean, when my oldest was little, I went through postpartum when the first one was first born. And I used to have weird visions and dreams like that all the time. Here we are 22 plus years later, and all of a sudden I have a dream like this, and I'm just holding him and screaming and crying. And, of course, when I finally got my ass out of bed and went into my other room, I turned on my computer because I just wanted to, I didn't want to scare him, but I just wanted to make sure he was okay. And yeah, he's posting shit. Oh yeah, he's fine. Ba 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 ba. I'm like, okay, I don't, because I didn't want to say anything to him and say, Mom had a freaky dream. Because my older child is the type of person to say, oh, my God, is it a premonition? What do I need to worry about? You know what I'm saying? He would take it maybe a little further than it just being Mom's dream. Now, it feels like just a dream. And
yeah.
I don't think there's any serious premonition to it. It's just, you know, listen, I've been out here for a while, and I miss my children, and I'm very excited because I'm going to see them again very soon. So I think I'm a little amped up, you know. So
yeah,
I think
you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. But the dream freaked me out because it was such a nightmare. And I know you know what I'm talking about because I know you've had similar dreams. I mean, including the one you just mentioned. I know you've had other dreams, too, that were weird and freaky. So
zombies, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, see, the zombie thing, it's easy for me to look past the zombie thing because I just think that whole thing is fucking nuts.
I don't
put a lot into the whole zombie situation, as it were. But, yeah, I mean, some people do. I mean, there are some people that watch all that zombie shit on TV. What's that show, Walking Dead or something? I'm like...
Oh, I love that show. I do.
Oh,
I actually
see,
I really
this
like
is
that
my
show.
Fucking point. Whatever.
Well, you know, I had a friend who was an extra in it, so I gotta watch it.
Different, though. That's a personal... you know, connection based somewhat in reality. But I just can't get, I mean, I can watch shit like Zombieland. I thought that was hysterical. Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, Shaun of the Dead. Shit like that where it's funny. But if it's not funny, I'm sorry, I still have nightmares. Your sister is the biggest wussy girl in the world.
Yeah, see, I've always liked the horror movies. I really do. You know, it's like I kind of go off genres. Like, you know, the vampires, it's like, I'm kind of over the vampire thing. You know,
it
oversaturates the market. Like, pretty soon the zombie thing, that's going to oversaturate and people are going to be done with it. And, you know, goddess knows what the hell we're going to go on to after that, you know.
I'll tell you what. When I was a little girl, do you remember the original Dark Shadows with Jonathan Frid?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that fucked me up as a child. That just fucked my shit right up. I saw vampires everywhere I looked. I was so scared of that show. It messed me up for years. Years. I could not handle it. I was terrified as a child of vampires. And then, you know, like, we saw Dracula, what was it, 1980 or Dracula 79 or whatever the hell that movie was. I can't remember. And that messed me up. Now, I was tripping at the time, so that may have been a contributing factor. True. But then, you know when Gary Oldman did Dracula? Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
With Winona Ryder. Okay, so all of a sudden, vampires can be hot and sexy. Ooh-hoo. And then, you know, years and years later, True Blood. And then they had to go and wreck my shit with that fucking Twilight nonsense. And I'm like, these bitches do not sparkle. They do not sparkle. This is bullshit. I mean, like, vampires are real to begin with. Oh, come on. But it's like,
I know. Strip away
every possible sense of reality. And I'm sorry, the Twilight movies, all poorly acted. Kristen Stewart, I don't know what Robert Pattinson sees in her. She must be able to suck dick like sucking a golf ball through a garden hose. I don't know what the hell this bitch has, but I am so sorry. She can't act her way out of a paper bag. She's about good for a tampon commercial. That is about all I can see her do.
Well, I heard from a source, and I will not name names, but apparently, like, you know, she's constantly smoking before, during, well, not during, obviously, but before and after acting sessions. That's, like, her thing. She, like, constantly smokes. And
it kind of makes sense because she's just so low key, and I don't know. But the only thing is, you don't see much of her like cracking up. You know, she's got this like sullen look on her face constantly. She's a pretty girl. She really is. She was good in The Panic Room. But
oh yeah, I remember that movie. But you know what? I don't think she's changed one iota. And yeah, she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl who looks like she's in need of a fucking enema. The girl constantly looks like she needs to take shit.
Yeah, yeah. Her and Renee Zellweger. It's like, eat a sandwich and take a dump. Please. Please. Do us all a favor.
Have a eat the donuts, ladies. Eat the fucking donuts. Really. I mean, seriously, Kristen Stewart. No
expression.
Like, she's already had Botox, even though she hasn't. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I know.
That's how still everything is on this child. I'm sorry. She is too young to be that expressionless. It's like, you know, you have the over-emotive ones, and then you have the ones that don't even smile. It's like, do you know how much money? Has anyone told this girl how much money she's made off of Twilight alone? Does she even have a clue that she's rich? Hello? If I had her, I'd throw mine away and smile all the damn time. You wouldn't
right?
be able to wipe the smile off my face. That is correct. Oh,
yeah,
my God. Really?
It's just, I don't know, she always looks like she's disgusted with the camera people. You know, like, constantly, like, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be doing this. And that's sad. It's like, if you don't enjoy your craft, I don't care what it is, whether it be acting, whether it be directing, whether it be, you know, accounting, I don't care. If you don't enjoy your job, change your fucking job. It's never too late to do that. You know, it's like, God, life is just too short to be unhappy. No?
I know. And, you know, I don't know. You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. I don't agree with that necessarily because I would have to reverse everything. And it's a package deal. It's like, oh, I wish this and I wish that. No, fuck that. I wish what I am right now. I'm
yeah.
not rich. I'm not beautiful. I'm not talented like an actress talented. I'm not this. I'm not that. But I wouldn't have to want to trade up to get there. I wouldn't want to, like, lose everything I've done just for money or this or, you know what I'm saying? It's like not worth it to me. So I hope she learns to be happy. I hope she gets the stick out of her ass. quite frankly, after watching, you know, as much of the Twilight Saga as I could, which was only the first movie, and I barely made it through that shit. It was rough, too, because I kept wanting to fall asleep, and I couldn't.
Okay.
Because I
only
at least had to find out how it ended, although it didn't fucking end for two more movies, apparently. Is it over yet? Is it over?
There's one more. There's one more. Because the only one I watched, and I will fully admit this, my husband found on the internet a riff track of Breaking Dawn, and it was like, oh my God, now the riff track guys, they are the same guys that did Mystery Science Theater 3000, and it was fucking hilarious, but still, it was hard to get through. The movie was so fucking boring. It was like, you know, first of all, this has always baffled me, you know, and mind you, I am a great admirer of Anne Rice, which I found out this week she is actually a fan of Honey Boo Boo, because I was messing with her son, Chris, because she said he was guilting her into watching it, because I guess he likes it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I cannot believe you made your mother watch that. And he goes, oh, no, 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 make no mistake. There is no way I can make my mother do anything.
No,
I was like, okay,
enough. Joke. That's Anne Rice, baby. You can use, nobody controls her ass. I'll tell
exactly.
You what.
She loves Honey Boo Boo. I'm like, oh my God.
It's fucking hysterical. You know, you may not realize it, but half of our friends watch it. I'm just telling you.
I'm sure. I ain't even going there. I am not even going to watch episode one. I can't really anyway. But I am not going to even watch one episode because, no, I don't want to get sucked into this. I just
don't. Do you know who I'm going to make watch it when I get home?
Cynthia.
No.
No?
I'm going to make our brother watch it with me.
Oh, my God. You know,
our brother will have a fit fighting me on it, and then he's going to get sucked in. Watch.
Yeah.
Our brother and his mate, okay, if Eric's not already watching it, we're going to be watching that shit on Wednesday nights. That is correct. I'm going to get my brother and his husband to watch it with me. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be we are going to be lined up on the couch in our jam jams, because you know I love me some jam jams. And me and our brother and our brother-in-law are all going to fucking sit there with popcorn and watch this shit.
Gina, I could see Eric watching it, but you are going to have a fight on your hands trying to get our brother to watch this.
Bullshit. Our brother loves me, and he will do it for me. You watch. He'll resist it first. He'll resist it first. But when he hears me and Eric cracking up, our brother is going to say, oh, all right, I'll fucking see. I'll sit through the first 10 minutes. And I promise you, our brother will lose his shit laughing.
You're probably right.
He will laugh his ass off. It's hysterical. I'm sorry. But the kid is a fucking scream. And I have to tell you, like, lately, in the last couple of episodes, the mom keeps saying, you can like us or love us. We don't really care. We are who we are. And basically, she says, fuck y'all. And I'm like, go on with you then. Fuck all. You're the one raking in the fucking money. Why should any, you know what? Okay then.
There you go.
It's sad. It's scary that this is the future. I mean, the woman is almost 20 years younger than me. Okay. And
wow.
Yeah, have you seen the mom?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know linebackers who would be afraid of her in a team. Yes, she is 309 pounds of hard-ass redneck.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, I live around people like that. I don't want to watch it. I really don't, because I think that's part of what it is. I'll be pissed off at myself if I wind up liking it. Because I avoid Walmarts because of people like that.
No,
you know?
But see,
and I don't mean
the
sound
beauty
mean.
Of it. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to set foot in a Walmart. You can watch this action from the comfort of your own couch. It's hysterical, I promise. And I'm telling you right now, if they don't cancel it, and it's so fucking popular, I don't think they're going to, but when I get home, oh, bitch, you're going to watch it with me, because one night I'm going to show up on your doorstep and say, I'm staying over tonight, and you're watching Honey Boo Boo.
I can't. Honey, we are cable cutters. We don't have cable.
Oh, that's okay.
You
can cut some cable. I will bring that shit up on my tablet and make you watch. Fuck yeah. Oh, you're not escaping. Oh, no.
You see how my sister treats me?
There is no escape.
So
enough of the Honey Boo. Okay, on to the next fucking topic. So I had one of the biggest thrills of my life today.
Woo!
I sent an email I sent an email to my boss, okay? Uh-huh. I know I made mention of this earlier. I sent an email to my boss and asked her a question, and she's like, well, I'm not in the office today, and yada, yada, yada. And then she emails me and says, I can't wait until you come home. Now,
aww,
how many people really have this kind of relationship with their boss? Not many. I know you have a good relationship with people you're dealing with, but, I mean, in an office environment.
Bosses.
Yeah, I know. But in an office environment, how often do you find people who are actually like, bitch, would you please get your ass home? Please get your ass home. I was so excited and tickled, it's not a widely known thing about my religious beliefs in my company. I know my boss knows a good amount because we have a mutual friend who knew all about me, so I'm sure she's told her, you know, by this point. But, you know, it's not that I'm necessarily, and this is something I struggle with, because I am partially in the closet. I'm in the closet to certain people that I work with, but not everyone I work with. So it's like half the staff has an idea, a small sector of the staff actually knows, and another, you know, the larger part of the staff has no fucking clue what I am. So, you know, it's kind of weird for me because there are people on the inside that I can trust who are like, hey, she's a fucking witch, but, you know, she's good people, whatever. But, you know, I let that shit out later after they had already fallen in love with me, as it were.
Exactly.
You know, to coin a phrase. So, you know, being, you know, openly pagan in the workplace, and I know a lot of our brothers and sisters experience the stress of hearing about Jesus all day. And there are just times I want to say, well, according to the gods that I worship, you know, do the right shit, you know? I mean, I think it's all basically the same thing in the sense of, you know, don't fuck with people on purpose. It's not cool, you know?
Don't be a dick. That's simple rule of life. Hey, dick, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick, dick. And I know, I mean, you know that I'm coming in, you know, pretty much right around Yule. So, you know, the whole Yule thing is kind of crazy because they only want to talk about Jesus then.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I got a Bible thumper that I'm getting ready to sit by when I get home, and it's like, but I think they're going to find me another spot because I don't think the gods want me fucking with this girl because this girl is a Bible thumper and wasn't always a Bible thumper. I watched her, we'll say evolve, for lack of a better term, into a Bible thumper. But, yeah. So I'm going to have Jesus on tap when I get home. That's kind of scaring me, but it'll be all right because the gods will protect me and make sure that I'm sequestered away from this crazy bitch. But, yeah, it's, you know, working in the South, I mean, anybody who's ever spent enough time in the South knows, you know, especially in places like North and South Carolina, that's not the Bible Belt. That's the Buckle. Beat with by my dad, okay? And I'm not even from the South. And that's the scary part. I'm a New Yorker who had a Bible-thumping dad, you know, became, you know, a pastor and, pastor, not pasteurized. He should have been pasteurized. See, that was the problem. The problem.
And I'm sorry, I keep coughing, like, every time I laugh. Like, still got that chest cold. Sorry.
Gods, please bless my sister and remove this nasty gunk from her lungs because it makes the conversation just a bitch and a half.
I know. I'm sorry. No. But, yeah, no, it's like, you know, down here that's still, I don't know, not so much in Charlotte anymore, but
I still, every once in a while, it's like I'll get asked, oh, what church do you go to? Like, you know, somebody introduces themselves to you, and it's like, oh, what church do you go to? And it's like, why would you assume that I go to church? You know, I mean, it's just...
You're in the South and you got tunes. Don't your tunes go to church?
No. That's, you know, and it's not that... You know, I have anything against you going to church, but it's like I get mail flyers. Like today alone, excuse me, I got two flyers welcoming you to their church. And it's like, stop it. Why would you assume everybody around you is Christian? It's just, I don't know, it's kind of thoughtless. It's
well,
like if I want to go to your church, I'll go to your church, but...
Yeah. Whole idea behind half of Christianity is to indoctrinate new members. And I
why? You're not the fucking military. Quit trying to recruit me.
Oh, but that's the whole thing. It's the army of God, my darling. Don't you know that?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't.
Not trying to be disrespectful of religion, but fuck that. What are you fighting against?
You're preaching to the converted. I don't know who you're telling, but, you know, I've had the Jehovah's Witnesses make their fond appearance at my doorstep on more than one occasion, and the last time they came, and they're very sweet, but they don't take no for an answer.
Oh,
and
And
it's this one young guy and this one little old man, and little old man, you know, handed me some tracks, and I go, oh, thank you, have a nice day, because... You know, I don't feel the need to rub what I am in anybody's face until you pushed me too fucking far. Well, by visit number three, after I had tried to get myself out of their visits, they'll fucking keep coming back. Finally, on the last visit, I looked at the gentleman, and he's so sweet, and I hated to do it to him because it just fucking crushed him, and I said, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm a pagan.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, and it was like I had stabbed this fucker in the heart.
Mine didn't even know what pagan meant.
Oh, no. They're well-versed.
Oh, no, seriously. They were like, what does that mean? You know, and I'm like, I believe in a mother and a father. You know, and I kind of explained a little bit because I was, you know, open and willing to talk to them. And, you know, it was like, you know, they looked at me like I had two heads. So that's when I was like, you know what? I don't have the patience to deal with this. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Didn't I tell you to hide that second head?
Yeah, I know. I keep trying to put it away, but, you know, keep rearing. Rearing his ugly head. Anyway.
The same sentence. It's awesome. Hey, listen, we're like down to the wire here. Can you like read for me on air so all these bitches can hear it? Hello?
Absolutely. I've actually got my cards out. I was ready to shuffle them a while ago.
Every damn shuffle. See, now you got me doing it.
Ha ha. I've confirmed you.
You got me.
I've brought you into my army.
Oh, no, I've been indoctrinated again.
God, I wish that would stop. Hold on a second. I'm going to shuffle one more time.
Shuffle
you
again.
Know,
shuffle again.
Shuffle. I'm going to flush it again. Oh,
do it again. Do it again.
What a go down the hole. God, I missed that show. Actually, we've gotten Max hooked on it. He loves that show.
Really?
Ew. All right, hold on a second. Let me pull three cards.
Pull it.
There we go. One.
Yeah,
and for anybody else who doesn't know, what I do is I shuffle them. Lay, you know, like spread them sideways, and then I just kind of go over and see what I'm pulled to, and I pull three cards, and I do it blindfolded, so to speak. Oh, a
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay,
let's
hit
see.
Me.
All right, first card, promotion,
yes.
Which is awesome. What I've been saying for how many months now?
A lot.
Yeah, there will be more money coming your way.
Yes.
Yeah. And even that ties into the second card, which investments can double.
Yes.
Yes. So this is good. Now, third card. Let me see what I pick up real quick, or if I pick anything up. It says, encounter with a stranger brings unhappiness. I wouldn't take in any more strays at this point. Not you know, that you take in strays, just any friendships that have been cultivated, leave them as is. Do not
gotcha.
Accumulate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah. this is actually, I think, who we were talking about before.
Yeah. It is her.
That's that.
It is her.
To leave. Okay. Okay.
Is it her? I'm thinking it's her.
Yeah. That's exactly who I saw.
That's what I'm
thinking. Exactly
too.
Who I saw.
She is trying to, like, worm her way into my shit. And I'm like, oh, bitch, please. I feed her just enough. See, sometimes, y'all, you have to just kind of feed somebody information a little bit at a time and see what they do with it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
So, yeah, she just veer her off onto the other path.
I will feed her away.
Yes. Parlay! No, I'm just kidding.
You're funny as hell. Hey, who's going to be on the show next week? Because I know we got a guest.
Andre, hold on a second. I still need to... I think I scheduled that. Hold on a second. Let me go check.
I'm assuming he's going to be on the show. We're talking about Andre... How do you say his last name? Vitmus?
I think so, yes. We will ask him on the show. Very nice guy. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up real quick. Put this on
yes, pull it up.
Play. Where did he go? Do-do-do-do. I will find him. I will hunt
anyway,
him down and I will find him.
The person we're having on next week, his name is Andre. He's an author with Llewellyn. And seems to be an all-around sweetheart. But we're going to learn more about him next week when he's on the show. So, yeah. And a late entry, and I'm ecstatic because she's going to be on the day before my birthday, y'all.
Yay.
The week after. Is that the week after, Andre? Yes, it is. The
yes.
week after
yes.
next, we are having Lori Bruno on the show. So we are really excited. It's the day before my birthday. I am so stoked. And that is courtesy of my wonderful sister who arranged that for me as a special surprise for my birthday. So I'm so happy.
I called her up. I said it would mean the world to my sister if you would come on and talk to us. And she's like, oh, absolutely. Oh, shoot, we're already down to 90 seconds. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, Nona's coming to see us. And we
Nona.
Have so many exciting guests coming up.
We do.
Jade Paul Luna. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Ian Corrigan is coming back on
the 26th. We've got Taliesin Jovanen is coming back on just before the election. Oh, it's going to be a fucking great show, people. So definitely tune in next week. We are back on some guests for sure.
Yeah, we needed a break this week. We needed just some sister time. So
absolutely.
But,
thanks for hanging with us, everybody. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And bright blessings to everybody. As usual, you know, until it starts frosting, until it starts snowing, go take your shoes off and run in the grass. Go feel nature. Go hug a tree. Go be a friggin' hippie. Just reconnect with the earth. You need to
need to get your head out of the here and now and just reconnect. Reconnect to you, reconnect to the earth, reconnect to your people. And but we thank you for being with us, and we love you all, and we will see you next week.
Bye, everybody. Love y'all.
Bye.